the effect of any given exposure to the coast is only really improving your well-being in a very small amount. We're talking about 1-2% improvement in reduced stress relative to other environments, 1-2% improvements in health. But if you do it a lot, then those bits add up. And if a lot of people do it at population level, then they can have big effects. We interview families about what they do at the beach. And one of the things I really found interesting is the children's comments about what the parents do when they go to the coast. And the thing that I came away with was the kids say, look, the parents start behaving like children. They're running around, they're playing, they're having fun. But if the children are mentioning that, that means they're not like that elsewhere. The children are making that distinction. So perhaps the coast brings out that play, joyful element, even in the adults. And the kids pick up on that, which is why that could be really good for family time, quality time. Why are people drawn back to an environment that's proved very dangerous in the recent past? If you look historically at the way people have interacted with the coast, 300 or 400 years ago, it was a pretty scary place where fishermen went and were lucky to come back alive. So it was only really after the 1750s where it started to be treated as a leisure destination. So then the mindset of the way the coast could interact with human health were radically changed. And what something like a hurricane does, of course, it reminds you of the very dangerous nature of that terrestrial aquatic interface.